بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. محمد ابن أبي أمير. محمد ابن أبي أمير is a name that you must have heard. There are very few hadith narrated from the later Imams, Imam Kadhim, Imam Ridha, Imam Jawad, in which this companion is not narrated. An amazing scholar of the highest ranked scholars of the time. A narrator of the hadith who is 100% reliable. Bazanti was from a rich family. He himself was a rich businessman. However, Harun and Ma'amun, in the persecution of the Shias, took a lot of his wealth away, or most of his wealth away. And Bazanti also spends a lot of time in prison, sometimes because of, he does not want to reveal the names of the Shias that are in Taqiyya, and sometimes because he refuses to take posts within the government of the Abbasids. One interesting incident about Bazanti is that in one of the times where he's taken to prison, his sister takes all of his books. Bazanti was a narrator of hadith and a writer where he would write down the hadith. And so his sister, out of fear that the Abbasid would come and take all these books away, because they're very precious books, she takes all these books and she buries them in a very safe place. The narration says that Bazanti doesn't come out of prison within a few days. No, his time in prison lasts 4 years. And when he comes out of prison after 4 years, and he goes back and finds his books, a lot of them have been spoiled and they're not readable anymore. And so all of that, all of the precious manuscripts have kind of had been lost. But he doesn't give up. The narration says that 40 of those books he's able to recover using his memory. But sometimes he fails. And so he says that, I don't know, or I don't remember, or I don't even know who I narrated this from. But he's such an amazing scholar and so reliable that all the scholars agree that if Muhammad ibn Abi Umair narrates a hadith and he says that, I don't know who I narrated this from, we still count this hadith as acceptable, because we trust Muhammad not to narrate a hadith from somebody that is unreliable. That's how great of a companion he was and how reliable he was as a narrator of hadith. It is famous about him that sometimes Muhammad ibn Umair would go to sajda after the Fajr Salah. After praying the morning prayers, he would go into sajda, and he would not rise his head from that sajda until the time of dhuhr. Subhanallah. I let you think about that.